Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Celsius Network secured permission on June 30th to pursue over $4 billion in Bitcoin claims against Tether after a US bankruptcy court allowed breach of contract and fraudulent transfer counts to proceed. Celsius contends that 39,542.42 Bitcoin were liquidated without proper notice, causing more than $100 million in losses and leaving 15,658.21 Bitcoin outstanding. Bitcoin dipped to 105,000 on quarter three open, edging down nearly 2% despite a record monthly close. Unrealized profits for holders surpassed 1 trillion as market value to realized value ratio hit 125% paper gains. Recent ETF outflows ended a 15-day inflow streak with 342 million leaving spot Bitcoin funds, yet institutional interest shows resilience. Prices hover near 107,000, echoing a hidden warp zone discovery in Super Mario Bros. 1, steady beneath the surface. The XRP ledger reported over 8 million weekly payments, a 430% jump in 2 years, driven by stablecoins like RLUSD and USDC, pushing total value locked close to 60 million. On Bitcoin Layer 2, Botanix launched its mainnet on July 1st with 16 independent node operators, including Galaxy Digital and Fireblocks, supporting EVM equivalent DeFi like Dolomite and GMX, alongside a game called Bitcoin 2100 that rewards small Bitcoin amounts. The SEC greenlit Grayscale's digital large cap fund conversion to an ETF holding Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, XRP and Cardano, cementing broader approval. Figma disclosed 70 million in Bitwise Bitcoin ETF exposure and plans a 30 million USDC allocation before its NYSE debut under FIG. Hong Kong's DDC Enterprise raised 528 million for a 5,000 Bitcoin treasury, while Dogecoin Cash spun off Dogecoin Treasury to manage Doge holdings and fund protocol work. Ethereum developer Zach Cole launched the Ethereum Community Foundation at a Cannes conference to fund tokenless projects enforcing ETH burning and support an Ethereum Validator Association for governance and infrastructure. Meanwhile, Bella Protocol released Token Yugijo on Optimism, a gasless coin flip game with an AI companion named Ms. Bunny Flipton, as a playful reset button for the Degen soul. Tokenized stocks on Solana via XStox let users trade Nvidia and Tesla 24/7 on Kraken and Bybit, while Robinhood chose Arbitrum for its EU tokenized stock and ETF rollout to avoid liquidity fragmentation and tap Ethereum's ecosystem. Mara Holdings mined 713 Bitcoin in June, down 25% due to weather and old machines, but aims for 75 exahash by year end. The Trump family's American Bitcoin Corp updates its SEC S-4 for a NASDAQ merger with Griffin Digital, creating an entity with 899 petahash of renewable hash rate and 98% shareholder control. The US Treasury sanctioned Russia's Isa Group on July 2nd for enabling ransomware and darknet markets, blocking assets, and naming key executives. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs vetoed a third bill on July 1st to create a state digital asset reserve, citing local enforcement concerns. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.